Namaste, mein Name is Will Simra, I'm International Meditation Master. What are the causes we succeed? Thus I have asked for many years. For me are many things goals easy to realize, this might be true for you, and the other things I got. So, and I asked, why is it so? For sure, we need to be passionate to reach any difficult goal. And if I read, you should write down your goals or visualize them, that is nonsense, because it shows that you are not passionate, and so in any case, you can't reach them. It's just so. You have to be on fire. If not, you can't mobilize your power to reach them. And for this, we have our passions. Now we want to go with the law of cause and effect that mostly nobody understands. So we have learned A causes B and then B causes C. But life or our world is not linear. Often we get that result C and we think because of A and B, but we can't see the gaps between A, B and C. The reality is that A, B, and C are independent manifestations. We have to accept that life is not linear, or the law of chaos teaches us that we have some roots in total chaos. Life is irrational. Our logic mind is filling up the gaps, and that is mostly wrong. Our mind likes to make assumptions, and that is not based on reality. Because we want life rational, we want to be safe. If you have the sex, then the luck factor is very high. So, what causes that you have luck and the other not? So, every cause and effect can change and are caused by some sources that we don't have under control or can't see, regardless of how hard we work. Are you familiar with this? If we have an idea A and we want this idea A to realize B, we are looking for a result C. What are the gaps or unseen? A lot, the gaps are huge. We need the right intention, passion, luck, timing, resources, support, and location. If one ingredient is missing, wrong, we can't get our thing done. We are starting from the unseen cause, having our intention to get our goals realized, and then we need the bridge of incidents where we have no control over. And also successful people telling you that they have everything under control, and this is why they have success. So even as an engineer, we have learned that we can avoid 50% of the failures of any system. That is the maximum. The other 50% we don't have under control. Still, we make other things and hope that maybe we can find them. The bridge of incidents can happen or not happen in every possible way. We should be open to new things in our life. Instead of focus on how can we get things done, then we shut the door to the unknown. Instead, we focus on our intention and passions and look for what, why, who. All of them are unseen resources. We try to get clarity in our emotional and intellectual minds and identities of who we must become in order to experience that life. Then the how and when get resolved. So our intention is so crucial. The same is our patience. And so these, we attract the right resources. What is the root of the unseen sources? We have thoughts and that influence us. But what causes those thoughts, our belief system that we assume is true, and even we are not consciously aware of what is our belief system. We have our outer beliefs or certain views about the world that are limited and mostly not true. The The outer beliefs can be caused by traumas or by inner beliefs that is our identity. If you don't get the things what you want, look or ask a therapist that he is clearing out your traumas. I could not find a girlfriend. And the reason was my childhood. My childhood was an absolute hell. There was no love at all. What should I do? And other people say, the people I love, you know. You're the right type, you're the adventure and so on, blah, blah, blah. But I could not do it. Then I cleared out the traumas, boom, I was there where I wanted to be. It's just so simple, no? How can we change that? We have to change our inner beliefs, our identity. And this with a therapist is the best way. We need to become that worthy and deserving guy to receive. Ask yourself, what do I want? Who would I have to become? So the self-conception or identity has to change. Our identity can override our other beliefs. What I believe that I'm worthy of receiving the things in my life that I want regardless of my doubts, my situation. Even we think that we are worthy of it, but in reality we are not, because we don't get the things that we want. That's one reason. The intention is the other reason, or we don't have the passion, but this is one major reason for it. Then my dominant thoughts and emotions are also changing. Then my reactions also change. This means we have to change from inside. And you can get only the things when you change. Your goal has to resonate with your soul purpose. Otherwise, the unseen sources will not work in your favor. This means people have some ideas to become rich and wealthy, but if God doesn't like this, it will never happen. Because our soul knows in advance what it wants, and this for our entire life. And we have to look what our soul wants and not what our family wants or what our husband wants or what our wife wants or our father and mother wants. I could make a huge career, but my intention was to go inside. And that was absolutely correct. I had the connection and everything for that. And the abilities, everything. But this was not my part. When I assume to have already what I want, what would complement that? So if we visualize being there already, we change our belief system. But visualizing has no power if it is not charged emotionally. You can visualize everything, but you don't get anything out of it. And I don't need to visualize. My passions are enough. That drive me forward, and then I have to get unattached from my passions, and when I get unattached from my passion until they have driven me to in the right direction, then I get the goal. But with attachment, everything is not working. Then you have one obstacle after the next obstacle. We follow our intuition and just do what is in our mind because we are already there. We let go of our fear, uncertainty, doubts, and do it. Even we do the wrong things, in the end we learn something that will lead us to our goal. This means we need a lot of time, maybe months and years. And we don't have a timetable. No? I've overcome so many diseases, for instance, and I never had a plan. I just did it, and through trial and error, I could heal. Today, I have the confidence to cure everything, and this confidence faith is needed. I just started somewhere, and at the end, I complete the cure, also for other people. I could make big money with it, but I don't care, because every healing needs too much energy, effort, and time, and I can't buy time. What do you want? Do you want to remain in the same situation or do you want to change? Where is a bigger pain? If you are happy with your situation, then let it so. If you are angry or in great agony, only then can you change. Bad times are the best times to become better. Okay? If you're happy with the things that you have, okay. And if your wife is not happy with it, that's her problem. That's not your problem. And if he loves you only when you get her a diamond ring, give a big kick in the ass and say, bye bye. I don't want a money grabber. The lips of wisdom are sealed except to the ears of understanding. First becomes a change, and then you can attract the things that become the change. This means step by step you change your reality. By hard working, okay, visualizing and then changing the reality is mostly not possible for all people. First step, get clear on what you have to become to get things done. You change gradually, do baby steps until you are there. If you face a hard decision, think what would do the best version of you. Forgive yourself when you cannot do so. Clarity will solve 90% of the problem. The biggest problem, what I see, is that the people cannot forgive themselves for their failures. You have instantly to forgive yourself, full-hearted, if you have done something wrong. And then you can start new. You cannot start new if you cannot forgive yourself for your failure. Let it go. Say, sorry, I was wrong, okay. Or thank you that I have done something wrong. And I, regardless of how you do it, forgive yourself. Second step, suspend our disbelief. If you are confronted again and again with your doubts that you can't do it, that is absolute nonsense. Look at it, analyze it, look at the worst case scenario, and the doubts are gone. Even you thought you never can learn to walk, ride, cycle, learn different language, surfing, it's all nonsense. Be open to doing it. This is one big problem. I doubt all the time the things, what I really can do. But I do it in any case. I ignore the doubts. I knew that I can go dark in an ice bath after so much confrontation of cold weather in Bremen, and adopt it even. Then I just went dark in the ice bath, finish. It was done. Do it. Step inner and outer action. Doing consistent inner and outer action. Mindset and massive action, physical action. Our outer action should be determined by our choice or intention. Otherwise, we waste too much resources. Regardless of what we do, we have a plan, choice of intention, and execute the plan. No blah, blah, blah. We have a goal to execute a plan to get our outcome. Without hard work, you cannot do it. How many leads should we get every day, for instance? We incrementally increase our numbers of leads every week. We need only one channel to get the leads and focus on that. Become an expert in recruiting leads. Get appointments. And no blah, blah. Do the work. What is if we have to act outside of our comfort zone? It is the same. Try and error. And if you are not on fire, you can't do it. It's just so simple. You need a reason that is so compelling. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.